'Tis the year of our Lord, 1788, and a beautiful day here on Nailsea Heath. My name? Why, I'm John Robert Lucas, son of a successful cooper and a fine businessman in my own right, if I do say so myself. I stand here surveying a wild piece of land on the heath between the village of Nailsea and the parish of Wraxall, soon to be the site of my new glasshouse, the finest glasshouse in the southwest of England. You see, I already own a thriving beer and cider warehouse in Bristol, and I'm a partner in glasshouses in the city and Stanton Wick, but I have set my sights on a new location. Nailsea is rich in coal with the recently opened Heath Pit, as well as plentiful local stone, lime, sand and clay. Everything I need for making my new product, Nailsea Glass, all in one place. We'll begin by making bottles, but very quickly I hope to expand the glass made here into fine little pieces to be exported along the Severn and out across the sea to Pennsylvania and the West Indies. How do I plan on staffing my new endeavour? Well, to get the best workers, you must be the best employer. And I'm currently building 19 new cottages alongside the glasshouses for the workers and their families. Other glasshouse owners think I'm quite mad, but they'll see. I plan to recruit labourers from the pits and fields and train them up in the skills of glassmaking. In the meantime, however, I've approached the apprentices of Mr. Elton, of the St. Philip's Without the Wells glasshouse. He treats them poorly, so they were quite seduced by the idea of coming to work with me in Nailsea, with continuous employment, good housing, and better wages. I look after my employees and their families. My reputation has spread for miles around. Elton was not pleased, but this is business. Yes, I think Nailsea will be the ideal location for many years to come.